Adelaide CEO Keith Thomas. He's got plenty on his plate at the moment, He's found some time to come up and join us here in the grandstand at Albert and Oval. Of course, the game about to kick off any minute. Keith, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Albert and Oval. I hope you're enjoying it.
You feel right at home here. Terrific.
Great memories, Graham, isn't it? Bloody hell, it's fantastic.
Yeah, this must warm your heart, Keith, because it is a great family day, isn't it? There's kids here, there's grandparents here, there's probably 3,000 or 4,000 people, and there's just great enthusiasm and atmosphere.
Well, you start playing, and I think everyone's just sick of... It's been a really eventful summer. We've had all the normal sport. We've had the bushfires and all these things that we're just ready to play, I reckon. And I think there's a bit of excitement around the club and just around the whole competition, I think.
Well, the club, I mean, there must be excitement around the club with your 150-year celebrations. I'm sure the Port fans love it. The rest of us are over it, but
we haven't even started.
the dinner apparently is sold out, and it's going to be a record crowd at that. And
launched the book earlier this week.
Yeah. We launched the book. That was, we're actually fretting about all of these things. What you're talking about here is people's legacy of the club, and it means a lot to get things right. And so when you're doing a book which tries to cover the whole spectrum of events that have happened throughout our history, it's really, really painstaking.
You don't want to leave anyone out.
You don't want to get a photo wrong. Yeah. And so Norts has been carrying that can most of the last year. But it's a fantastic product, and so that's come out. We've got a documentary that we're building where, we've got the gala, which we'll have 1,500 people at it, and then you've got the historic showdown, which will be in round two in the prison bar.
Is that your home game?
That's got to be our home game, so that'll be a really, really significant day as well. So we're gonna fly into this season. And I think that's why today is so important, because it marks the start of a pretty heavy campaign.
There is one little fly in the ointment at the moment, and that is the Shanghai game. Now, you can probably do without all the uncertainty around that. How much time is that consuming in your day, trying to work out, is it going ahead or isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's clearly a really big decision. And so you've got to take very specific care about understanding really what's going on. We're a little bit fortunate in that the game doesn't happen until May 31st, and so we do have a bit of time. What's hard to read is that it's a dynamic situation. It seems to be changing every day, and people's opinions. But our position is really clear. We'll take care of our players and our supporters. No risks will be taken. But we're going to take our time, we will just keep reviewing it. I was with the government yesterday, and they're reviewing it. We're in constant contact, and if it's safe, we're really keen to go. But we won't take any risks.
What's the cutoff day? When's the last day you can make a decision?
Well, what happens is that you start to accrue costs as you get closer to the game, and so it becomes more expensive. But for footy, if that's the most important thing, that can be 2 weeks out.
Really?
But yeah.
Two weeks out.
Ken's saying that so long as they're just preparing to go.
Come on, Graham. Week by week.
Week by week.
1 week at a time.
So you're prepared to leave. You're prepared to leave it until 2 weeks.
I'm not. But no. that's the football position. Is that you could make that adjustment if you had to.
Okay. But there's a lot of other things involved.
Yeah. Though. For us, we've got to get people wanting to go there, and so then there's a marketing process, and so that brings it back. Probably into March, I would have thought.
That was going to be my next question. In terms of what financial exposure do you have if the game doesn't go ahead? Because I'm sure you would have had to... There's infrastructure stuff that's already been outlaid. You've got people that have been working on this for 9 months.
We've got an event company who work on it. We've got a stadium that is maintained all year round.
For it?
For the game, that's our gift to Shanghai, actually, and so...
Is it used during the year?
Yeah, it is. It's used for rugby and soccer and hockey and all those sorts of things, so it's a community park when we're not there. So there are costs, but it's not really significant, but they start to ramp up. Not significant at this stage, in the overall context.
What do you mean by not significant?
Not significant.
Well, is that 100,000? Is it 200,000?
$300,000 or $400,000.
Okay.
You know, and we're in a joint venture with the AFL, and so at this stage, but it ramps up.
And then another interesting thing, as you sort of talk about exposure, you're actually going to pay St Kilda to have one of their home games. I guess from that, you don't have to have that outlay, do you, if you don't actually take one of their home games back?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It switches back just to a normal home and away game at that point.
Yeah. And you play it in Melbourne.
You play it where the AFL wants us to play it, but I'm certain it would be in Melbourne.
Yeah. Monday night at Marvel Stadium is one of the times that...
Yeah, there's a few variations, but Marvel is apparently booked out over that weekend, so it's going to have to be on a weeknight. But they can manipulate the bye to make sure it doesn't impact adversely.
Okay, so now the other issue, you've announced your retirement.
Yeah.
Or your resignation, perhaps.
I've basically said I'm not going on beyond my contract, which happens at the end of this year. So.
So when will the selection process for your successor takes place?
That was the reason you do it like that. You sort of give the club a lot of time to get into that process. I would have thought that they would start. I won't be directly involved in it, but the board will start that process relatively soon. And I would have thought that by halfway through the year they will be looking to have someone in. And then there'll be a little transition.
Handover.
And then
I'll be watching where all the skeletons are buried.
I'll be burying them deeply before they come in. And then by the back half of the year, back quarter of the year, you know, it should be done.
In terms of membership and all those things, it is a big year with the 150th. Have you seen a little spike in interest in the footy club with this big year that you've got?
So what we've got an interesting scenario. So merchandise is selling through the roof.
New logo.
The Prison Bar Guernseys have sold out for that first game. Those indicators are really positive. Membership is just tracking along steadily, hasn't really spiked. But the gala dinner has been sold out. So we think there's a bubbling enthusiasm. It hasn't necessarily sort of spiked membership, but as soon as we start playing, we think that'll occur. We've had a really good summer at a corporate level. There'll be several major announcements in the next two or three weeks leading into the season. But we're in a really solid place there. So we're feeling up and about. The most important thing is that the list is healthy. And I think that's where Ken's coming from. He's looking at having multiple options, you know, like within the squad, you know, if we can get through this next phase.
Just watching the start of the game and Connor Rose, he's started in the midfield. He's had a couple of really significant clearances. Goal assist then to a young fella called Jake Patmore, I think. I think they've got the colours reversed. I'm trying to find the team sheets here, but that's the big difference we can see. Connor Rose in the midfield. And
What you notice is when these high-end young talent get the ball, something good really happens. And I think that Ken's been really excited about that because efficiency has been one of the issues for us. So we're looking at this fellow, Jack Watts, has just got the ball. He's another one who uses the ball beautifully. So there's been a lot of emphasis on ball use, and hopefully that'll come through.
Yeah, and as we speak, Martin Frederick, young fella, just turned it over.
Yes.
Is that Robbie Gray?
Robbie Gray to Powell Pepper.
There you go.
And it's a goal.
So a turnover on the wing, and bang, Robbie
that's
Gray.
That's how it happens.
And that's what happened last year too often, isn't it?
That's what happens.
We spoke to Ken about that.
Oh, there's been a lot of work done on it, and I said, you want to have the blokes who can really use the ball. You know, Dan Houston's a great example. Beautiful user of the ball, getting it in the middle. It's always been a basic.
And just looking at some notable differences in players, Cam Sutcliffe shaved his head, so he's got no hair. I'm looking at Hamish Hartlett. Looks like he's covered in tattoos. He's got two sleeves now. He looks like he's added a little bit of ink. Anything else we should be looking at, Keith? You noticed?
I know that Cam was overdue because he was losing his hair faster than he was growing it. So
he jumped before he was growing it.
Yeah, he did.
That's not fair. Have you got a favourite player?
My favourite player out here was Sam Gray. So how am I going? I lost that vote last year.
Oh, you certainly did.
So I've got to pick a new one. I love this young fella, Willem Drew.
Yeah.
I think he's an absolute cracker. But
that's
George Yardis.
as we speak. All the hype is there. Young Georgiadis takes a one-handed mark on half, but drives it into the forward line.
You gotta start commentating, Grant. Keith has to keep moving. Keith, we wish you all the best. It is a big year for your footy club. You've got a lot of celebrations. You've got a lot of stuff to do on the field as well. We wish you all the best.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Great. All the best. Great to have you here.
There you go. Keith Thomas, Port Adelaide CEO, joins us. We're live at Albert and we're watching an internal trial. The game's about 10 minutes in.
I thought you were left.